She was like the glue that kept our family together. My mother held her family and God to the foremost. So, like, everything that she had done was either for her family, you know, or for the community or our church. You know, she was kind and she was a very forgiving person. And I learned unconditional love from her. She met my father in Mount Edgecombe. They actually ran away together. They eloped and came to Ketchikan. They were married for 60-plus years, and my dad was a preacher. She worked at a cold storage, and I still can smell that fish, I'll tell you. And she could identify fish more than my dad could. Even though he was the fisherman, she can fillet it better than he could. There was six of us all together, and I'm like the middle child. And all of us grew up with our mom always being the one holding down the fort at home, so to speak. My mom taught us that we have to be responsible for ourselves, you know, making sure you get your chores done before you go outside. My parents were also foster parents. And so when my mom passed away, I mean, it literally impacted quite a few families throughout Southeast. And so I'm really happy and proud about that, that, you know, I'm not grieving by myself. I worked through the entire pandemic, and because I wasn't able to see her in the hospital, and, you know, we didn't have like a formal funeral, I have to look at the positive side. I have to look at the memories that she gave us, how she helped shape me as an adult and how I deal with the world and myself. Sometimes I feel like she's going to walk in or she's going to call me. And I know that's not going to be true, but, you know, I miss her so much. I still feel her here and I still dream about her. And so she doesn't feel like she's definitely gone.